Ukraine demands Twitter suspend Russia's account. By Alim Bokhari on February 24, 2022. Ukraine's official Twitter account has demanded that Twitter ban Russia's account from the platform as the Russian invasion inches west towards Kiev. "Hey people, let's demand at Twitter to remove at Russia from here," said Ukraine. "No place for an aggressor like Russia on Western social media platforms. They should not be allowed to use these platforms to promote their image while brutally killing the Ukrainian people at Twitter, support." In another post, Ukraine shared a meme depicting Adolf Hitler cradling Vladimir Putin's face. "This is not a meme, but aren't a reality right now," said Ukraine. As Russian forces neared the capital city of Kiev, the official Ukraine account called on followers to join a Twitter storm condemning the Russian invasion. "Join our Twitter storm on February 24 RD from 12 to 2 p.m. Kiev, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. UTC. Use hashtag stop Russian aggression and hashtag Russia invaded Ukraine hashtags to tell the world of the ongoing Russian aggression against Ukraine and the fact that Ukraine is under attack." Ukraine also called on its social media followers to spread only verified information about the conflict and support organizations that strengthen Ukraine's defense capabilities. "Russia has started a new wave of aggression against Ukraine," said Ukraine. "Wherever you are and whatever you do, you can help Ukraine now. You can help Ukraine against Russian aggression. Russia invaded Ukraine at 6 a.m. Moscow time today. Its forces quickly advancing deep into the country in what Russian President Vladimir Putin called a special military operation for the demilitarization and denazification of Ukraine. Russia cannot feel safe, develop, and exist with the constant threat emanating from the territory of modern Ukraine," he said, while urging Ukrainian troops to surrender. "I urge you to immediately lay down your weapons and go home. All servicemen of the Ukrainian army who fulfill this demand will be able to freely leave the combat zone and return to their families," said Putin. The Ukrainian government is distributing small arms to its citizens following heavy losses. "We will give weapons to anyone who wants to defend the country. Be ready to support Ukraine in the squares of our cities," said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Twitter. Explosions have been heard in the capital city of Kiev, Kharkiv, Odessa, and other Ukrainian cities. Russian forces have reportedly seized the Gostomel airfield airport on the northern outskirts of Kiev as the first Ukrainian refugees arrive in neighboring Poland. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of hashtag #deleteit, big tech's battle to erase the Trump movement and steal the election.